Tenakoto, 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 Katoa. Maori for welcome all. This is a meeting with a lot of new things in it. And the first thing I would say is the newness of the width of these desks. And Richard and I were just thinking, who is going to be first to knock something off? Well, when most of you weren't in the room, I won because I knocked my name off. So don't worry if you knock something off the edge. Yeah. But this is a new meeting location, and you all have in your pack a plan of the area where we had drinks. Effectively, this floor is ours, but we have access to upstairs as well, where there are there's a coffee machine and drinks if we do want to between meetings, but all of our coffee breaks and everything will be on this floor. There are new people here today looking after us in particular, and April, who is sitting down the end there, and Fiona, who is on the desk. And I'm sure all of you have at least had correspondence from both of them. And I please take this opportunity to meet them so that you know who they are in person. And I have to say, and I will not be exaggerating when I say, that basically this meeting simply wouldn't have happened without the dedication of both April and Fiona, both in terms of actually determining what the agenda is going to be, getting papers from the staff on time to get to you, to what we're going to have for dinner tonight. So it wouldn't have happened without those two. So welcome and thank you to April and Fiona, who can't hear me. We also have new people at the foundation, and Neely Shah, who is sitting here, is the executive technical director, who's been in the role for a whole 2 weeks. So it is our opportunity to influence Neely. I won't say anything more. I'll allow Hans to introduce her a bit more. We also have three new board members since our last meeting, all of whom are here for the couple of days. Anne Taka, who I think is sitting down here, Chian Chao Lu, who is over here, and Nick Anderson. So welcome to the three of you, and welcome to your first advisory council meeting, which means we have a total of 9 board members with us over the period of the 2 days in various bits, which I think is fabulous. So I do encourage each of you to introduce yourselves to them whenever the opportunity arises. And you would notice that I'm flanked by the chair and the deputy chair, and they have both said they know very well I won't be intimidated by them there, but when they talk behind my back, it is a bit of a worry. We do have a new structure to our agenda as well. We have no closed session at the beginning, so this is an open session. In the past, we've had a closed session. We will deal with the things that we need to deal with in private at the end closed session. We also have a new format for our breakout reporting sessions. We're not going to have this time, and this is on the basis of feedback that we've had, so that for each of the breakout sessions, instead of each group reporting and consecutively, what we're going to have is the four chairs sitting up there with me quizzing, so effectively a panel session on the questions that we talked about. So we'll see how that goes. We've got new timing of the special interest groups, so we're again on the basis of feedback. So those will be tomorrow afternoon after the main meeting closes rather than in the morning. And we're trialling this on the basis that the best utilisation of our time and the difficulty of some people's travel time, that probably works best. We also have a new special interest group, which is the Education and Research Special Interest Group. So we now have, and I'm going to get this right, 3 special interest groups there. So those are the things about the meeting, the new things about the meeting. There are a few important announcements that I do need to make for all of you, and the fire exits, and I should jolly well know that, they are obviously the 2 doors there and down the stairs, and there are doors on either side of the building, so obviously do not use the lifts. The Wi-Fi, the code is not the code that you have, for those of you who have tried, in your handouts. The code, it is still the H Honours network, but the code is a very simple HTB2017. So So if you want to note that down or from your neighbour, the code is, and so you don't need to put in your room number or anything, it's just the Wi-Fi code, HTB2017. Or also say that Jill Robinson, who again, you will all have had communication from about your various appointments over the years, she is going to join us for lunch. So again, an opportunity for her to meet you, who she says, please come and be a member of the Advisory Council, but also an opportunity for you to meet her. We have drinks at 5:30 this evening in the foyer outside and dinner this evening in the hotel at 6. And that's in the More London Room, which is right at the far end of this floor. We are going to pass around a list for you to tick yes, no, whether you are going to attend dinner tonight. So if you have previously said yes and you now cannot attend or don't wish to attend, I hope that's not the case, to tick the no. And if you've previously said no, please tick the yes. You will also note that we have reverted to good old technology. You have table tennis bats back on your desk. Last time, if you remember, we tried Slido, which was successful. However, there were a few technology hitches last time. And it also, you need to pre-work out the questions that you're going to ask, whereas with the table tennis bats, I can intervene and just say, well, do you agree or do you disagree? And you put up your bats or something like that. So we are reverting to that this time. I think that is the announcements I need to make. Just to consider apologies for the meeting, and you will notice that we have a sign, if you can see that far, at the front for Sir Callum McCarthy. So from the trustees, Sir Callum is going to join us today because we have apologies from Michelle Prada as the chairman of the trustees. Is unfortunately, the monitoring board meeting is in Brussels tomorrow, and Michelle has to attend that, as do a number of other people. In fact, so Richard and Sue will be not with us tomorrow. Michelle, it is his last meeting, would have been his last meeting as chair, because he stands down as chair of the trustees at the end of this year, I think I'm right in saying. And he sent me an email apologising that he couldn't be here, and I'd like to share some of the words that he put in that email with all of you. And his words were, while financial reporting and accounting may raise passionate debates, in brackets, I once said that accounting, as it deals with value, is not far from philosophy, the Advisory Council has always been a friendly, sophisticated, and civilised body, and it has been a privilege for me to meet with members, many of whom I knew from my preceding activities. Their contribution to the work of the Board of Trustees has been extremely helpful on an ongoing basis, but also, more fundamentally, on the occasion of the strategic and constitutional reviews we have undertaken from time to time. Participating in Advisory Council meetings, even if I could not attend the full meetings, has always been a rewarding experience, and I wish to ask you, that's me, to kindly convey to members my thanks and congratulations. Together with a friendly au revoir, I wish you a successful meeting. I thought that those were very important words for us as the Advisory Council to take from the Chairman of Trustees. One of our roles is clearly to advise the trustees, and the Chairman has said we seem to be doing a good job, so let's continue to do so. I also would like to draw your attention to the press release that was made on Friday last week, confirming the appointment and reappointment of members from 1st of January 2018. In confirming these appointments, just to reiterate, the trustees paid particular attention to the criteria that they developed in 2016 about the importance of diversity on the council, and correspondingly, the rotation of both individuals and organisations over time. And I'd just like to take this opportunity of congratulating those appointed and reappointed members. But also, that same announcement also acknowledged those for whom this meeting will be the last meeting. I and the trustees thank those members for their contribution over the years. I'll say more about these individuals both at dinner this evening and in our closed session at the end of our meeting. And I would be delighted if any of those who, for whom this is the last meeting, wish to say a few words at dinner, as has been our tradition. And if you would like to, perhaps you'd let Fiona know so that we, if you would like to speak. I then move on to the trends or happenings in the last 6 months since we have met. Yes, it was 6 months ago. And as is usual, there has been an awful lot going on. And I don't want to steal from the technical session that Hans is going to talk about, but there are a couple of things that I think from the foundation or the ISB itself I'd really like to mention. And of course, the first one is the issue of IFRS 17. I believe is a major, major achievement. And I can sit here as an old bugger and a sick bugger probably and say my involvement with the ISB began with the predecessor, the IASC, which most of you may not even have heard of, when discussions were held about developing a global international insurance standard. And there was a paper issued by the G4 plus one, and if you want to know what that was, Google it, paper which was published, and I think it was about 1992, on developing a global insurance standard. And I was part of preparing that paper. And I have to admit, say, I am delighted that I am still around when it has finally been issued. And I wouldn't like to count how many years that is, but I do congratulate everyone who has worked so hard over the years for finally getting there. And we'll hear more about it today, but I really do think that it is a great step forward for insurance accounting. The next publication, the next thing I want to talk about, better communication and financial reporting, obviously has been and is a key focus for the ISB, and I think that the developments in that area have really been tremendous. And you've all got on your desk the recently released document that highlights how some organisations have truly taken this to heart and the sort of things that they have done to enhance the user experience. I think it's a great example of progress in the area. And I have to admit, when I first opened it and I found out that the first organisation in there, and I didn't know it was a New Zealand company. And I thought, I'm very proud to be a New Zealander. And I will also say, again, shows how far I go back, that although I haven't been involved with Fonterra in recent years, I was, when Fonterra was formed from various cooperative dairy companies in New Zealand in 2001, I think it was, I was the very first audit partner of Fonterra, requested by them to be the audit partner. So I have had a long history, and for a stint I was actually the acting CFO, but we won't go there. I will also say, though, that using that New Zealand company, I think it would be fair to say that there are a number of New Zealand companies, I believe, that could have been in there as a case study. And certainly all of those, and you can probably guess, on which I sit as a director and I chair the audit committee, have over the last 2 or 3 years really, really simplified and communicated better what's in our financial statements. I also think the practice statement on making materiality judgments is really going to help all preparers and auditors and regulators to focus on what needs to be disclosed and what is simply distracting information. So I commend the ISB on these publications and see these as key facets of the goal of better reporting. Obviously, both the wider reporting debate and the impact of technology changes that we here at the Advisory Council have discussed on a number of occasions have continued over the last 6 months and inevitably will do, and again, we're focusing on them today, around those areas will be a key focus. And Hans delivered a speech to Accountancy Europe's event in Brussels in September that focused on both of these. If you haven't read that speech, I encourage you to do so. But I just thought I would summarise, I would read the conclusion that Hans wrote to this speech, where he's talking about the ideal world. And he says, that ideal world is still far away, I am afraid. In the meantime, we will have to make the best of the imperfect world of corporate reporting. the ISB is ready to adapt to the changing world of corporate reporting by increasing the communication effectiveness of the financial statements, what I've just talked about, facilitating electronic consumption of financial data, and by promoting integrated reporting. I hope my contribution of today has made clear what the ISB can and cannot do to create a bit more clarity in the imperfect world. And obviously our role as Advisory Council is help to provide advice from us out in that imperfect world around where the ISB could head or could should think about. And some of the topics today, we will definitely be covering that. I now, on a light-hearted note, but on the same theme, want to draw your attention to the document Meet Dawn that April sent out to you all as a piece of light relief. And I hope that many of you have had the opportunity to read it. Yes, it was light relief. However, I believe it has some really strong messages that I hope we all bear in mind as we think about the strategies for the ISB in the technology field. And I thought I'd just read a bit again off that. Meet Dawn. She doesn't know how to drive, but she drives all the time. She's never been to the doctor's office, but she visits her doctor every week. She never logs on, but she's always online. She's always shopping, but never in line. She's never once been lost. Her T-shirt is connected to the internet. Her tattoo unlocks her car. Her manager is a robot. Meet Dawn, an average 25-year-old in the not-so-distant future. And it's not science fiction, nor is it even a particularly bold perspective on technological influence. It's a sketch of a not-too-distant future full of significant disruption. These technology changes won't just change the customer experience, they'll change how the world works. The ISB included, how people connect, create, escape, accomplish, work, unwind, understand, stand out, fit in, get smart, get well, get money, and simply live. So these profound changes around the corner raise critical questions. What do we at the I4S Foundation need to do differently to meet the needs of our customer of the future? How will the I4S Foundation value proposition and business model need to change? How do we stay relevant to Dawn? And you may be sitting there saying, but Dawn's not our customer. However, remember the words, that technology changes won't just change the customer experience, they'll change how the world works, and the I4S Foundation is part of that world. Thoughts. Okay, let's move on to the agenda for the next couple of days and what we've got ahead of us. I do think we have a fascinating agenda ahead of us, and certainly the feedback I have received from when I was in the office yesterday from board members and staff alike was very positive. So I'm trusting that we can all live up to those expectations. And in order to live up to those expectations, the most important thing is our participation. And I know I sound like a broken record, I say it at every meeting. However, we must all of us remember that we are an advisory council. And so we must each and every one of us provide that advice. Our main objective of being here is to provide that advice, and only a very secondary objective is for each of us to learn. So I'm really looking forward to all of your contributions to this agenda. We've got, in particular, two sessions where we have small breakout groups and the opportunity, therefore, for more detailed feedback. And the first one is on the question of technology and how that might impact upon the future of accounting and corporate reporting, and particularly the foundation. And although he's not sitting in the room yet, is he actually outside?
He isn't outside.
He is. Okay, all right. Phew, I'm getting a little nervous here. We're really delighted to welcome Anthony Jenkins as an external speaker to discuss this topic. I'll introduce Anthony more formally when he does appear. However, I would say at this point that I don't know what Anthony is going to say. He's been given an extraordinarily broad brief for this presentation, and they are two words, be provocative. So we're hoping that he will and that you will join in that afterwards. Our second session with breakout discussions is on the independent reputation survey recently undertaken. And again, you have a copy of that on your desks. And it's really our opportunity to provide key advice in an extraordinarily timely fashion around the staff recommendations that are being proposed to give to the trustees meeting in November. So the trustees meet on the 6th of November. And so our input into those staff recommendations will provide great, useful, valuable advice to the team here. We obviously have many more really interesting agenda items in the next couple of days, and I'm not going to preempt those now, though. So that's been an extraordinarily big download from me, and hopefully that will be the longest that you have to hear my voice in one go over the next 2 days. But first of all, are there any advisory members who would like to comment on what they are seeing as trends over the last 6 months that have not been touched upon by me or included in the papers that you think it would be really useful for us to focus on or think about as we progress through the next couple of days? No? If anything occurs to you as we're going through, please either let me know or interrupt at some point during a discussion. And one thing I haven't said for those people who have not been in a meeting before here is that generally, in order to speak, this is what you need to do. So put your flag up and I will try to note as you put them up and go through in order of people putting those up. Are there any further comments that staff or board members would like to make at this stage that I have missed out on anything I should have said at the beginning? April, anything from you?
No, I don't think so, apart from if we could make sure that the yellow piece of paper with the dinner requests confirm yes, you're coming, no, you're not coming, or if you've changed your mind. And there's also a questionnaire at the bottom of your pack. If you could please complete that, and I think it may be easier if you complete it as the day goes along rather than saving it up until the end.
Okay, thanks, April. Anything else from staff or board members? Hans or Sue, anything from you? And just a reminder, and I'm not sure April did it, to put on when you speak, also to put on your mic, because this is going live and it's being recorded. Okay, any further questions before we move on to the main part of the agenda?